This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, Pacific Research Institute. He is a physician. HenryMillerMD.org is the website to watch for Henry's articles. Right now, we're jumping into the breaking news from London because we've waited for several weeks to comment on Omicron. It's new. It's so new, we don't have any good scientific tests yet that Science Magazine or Nature Magazine, two publications peer-reviewed with high standards of accuracy, have not published what you'd say was convincing evidence right now of this or that because of the Omicron variation. So instead, we have headlines from London. London Times, within these hours, NHS declares, quote, national incident as Omicron claims first life. Subhead, booster jabs for all adults may take until February, health service warns. At the same time, in the London Telegraph, Omicron wave driven by, quote, young, healthy, vaccinated population. Dr. Miller, Henry, a very good evening to you. Omicron is a variation. You have long educated us that that will happen. That is the course of viruses. However, right now, this profile is jarringly dissimilar to Delta, which we dealt with last summer as it swept through the subcontinent and through England and through the United States to become the dominant form. In Britain right now, the estimate in headlines these last days is that Omicron will become the dominant virus within this month, within weeks, talking about millions being exposed and being positive. And now we have a statement by the Prime Minister. In addition, I mentioned the headline, Boris Johnson refuses to rule out tougher COVID restrictions before Christmas. How do you read this so far, Henry, because it's so early into it? Is it alarm bells ringing, or have we adapted to viruses and so therefore our response is sophisticated and articulate? Good evening to you, Doctor.
Good evening, John. I think there are very loud alarm bells ringing. And we're seeing this for several reasons. One is that Omicron appears to be more transmissible, maybe twice as transmissible even as Delta. And that means that, you know, the probabilities shift. The probability of becoming infected increases with any activity. And we've talked in the past about a table that was published by the Texas Medical Association last year of various activities that conferred different levels of risk, very low, medium, and so forth. And I think now we need to kick up the level of risk from all those activities. So while jogging past someone on the bike path is probably still very low risk. Stopping to chat with that person, if you're both unmasked for a few minutes, for 5 minutes, say, is now, I would say, a medium risk activity. But anyway, getting back to what we know about Omicron, it appears to be much more transmissible. We don't really know yet about its virulence, that is, how severe is the disease that it causes. The early data are from South Africa, where the infected population, infected with Omicron, is relatively young. And so we wouldn't expect them to show a very high level of hospitalizations and ICU visits and deaths, although they are having a significant frequency of hospitalizations, which is, again, is an ominous sign. We've also seen some super spreader events that normally we wouldn't have expected. So there was late November, I think on the 27th, there was a wedding in Wisconsin that was attended by people from all over the country. And there's an article in the San Francisco Chronicle that describes some of what happened. after it, more than a dozen quote-unquote risk-averse and super-responsible wedding attendees, many of them medical professionals, went home infected with the COVID virus, many by the Omicron variant. And they included 11 people who are employees of Kaiser Permanente in the San Francisco Bay Area, some of whom went to work before learning they were infected, and that exposed dozens of employees and patients at two Kaiser hospitals here to the new variant. So this is extremely, extremely transmissible, even in among populations who are risk-averse and who are taking precautions. So that's a lesson to us all as we approach the Christmas holidays.
This is like a mystery, Doctor, and I want to read some clues here that I'm getting from Europe. Analysis from the European Center for Disease Control found 72% of early cases were in those under 40, while the U.S. said the majority of the 43 infections it has tracked so far, this is of hours out of date, detected so far were in this same age bracket. American authorities also revealed that 79% of people infected were vaccinated. Okay, if we're settling this as a crime mystery, the young under 40, that was not the case, to my memory, in Alpha. That was what swept through New York in the spring and summer of 2020. That was also not the case in Delta. The primary target, the vulnerability, was my age group, our age group, the boomers, and the senior Gen Xers. Also, we're not looking at people who were vaccinated, because that didn't exist in 2020. So what we've got is a variant here that I know it doesn't think, but it's found a way through our defensive system, our geniuses, the vaccines, and it's going after the people who were passed over or who were too strong to have it the first time through, almost as if it's reverting to what we're told is the profile of the Spanish flu of 100 years past that struck young people, not elderly. Does that add up to anything where we're going, Henry, or do we just put it down, we wait for nature and science to publish their results?
Well, we wait for more data, yes. And you know, the data you described really could have several explanations. One is that when we refer these days to people who have been vaccinated or even fully vaccinated, what we usually mean is the two-dose regimen of the messenger RNA vaccines or the single dose of J&J. But more and more, we're beginning to realize that full vaccination requires the booster.
Right.
And so we don't know whether these younger people who are contracting the Omicron-mediated COVID are fully vaccinated, meaning two doses plus the booster, or merely the two doses. We do know that the booster increases the level of antibodies, the immune response, so much that it does confer some resistance to the new variant. But in addition, whatever the variant you're exposed to, you're much better off if you're masked, and masked with a high quality mask. And I recommend everyone upgrade to N95. Cloth masks are now passé. And we also need to be circumspect about what events that we attend indoors with crowds during the holiday season, particularly if we don't know the vaccination status of the attendees.
Yes, another head in the Telegraph. This is London reporting. It's a crisis in London right now because the recommendation is to work from home. In other words, a semi-lockdown is being recommended by the government. Scientists, reads the headline, urge people to get boosters as Omicron found to reduce COVID-fighting antibodies. That's the least of it, Henry. The third jab, and that's what all of Britain looks to be rushing for. Not yet here, but that would be wise for us to get ahead of this. Is that fair, Doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a matter not only of personal well-being, but also of doing what's responsible for the community, particularly those who are vulnerable to infection.
So two jabs of Pfizer or Moderna, not enough if to follow the anecdotes that we have from Europe right now. Three jabs, the third jab of Moderna or Pfizer, provides a layer of protection that at this point is highly recommended. Also, it's Christmas time, and it's hard news, but the recommendation is to avoid events. Just avoid them. Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, henrymillermd.org, is the website to follow his reporting. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.